The Czech Republic have gotten off to an absolutely terrible start at the Ice Hockey Under-20 World Championship in Canada. In their first game on Saturday, the Czechs were absolutely thrashed by Sweden, a 10-1 drubbing, one of their worst results in years. Sunday offered a chance to make amends when they took on Finland. Things began brightly, and at one stage the Czech Republic had built up a 3-0 lead. Then, however, it all started going downhill, with the Finns eventually winning 4-3. Coach Jaromír Šindel was clearly frustrated after the match.
Even the fact they reduced our lead to 3-1 was because of a mistake of ours. They had the puck behind the goal and we took the situation too lightly. That goal really didn't need to happen. In the third period, we played into their hands. There were unforced fouls, for example, on their goaltender. Then we were reduced to 3, again unnecessarily. That got them started, and we did poorly in one-on-one situations where they outplayed us. We conceded the goals after unforced mistakes.
And those two defeats mean the Czech Republic's juniors now have their work cut out if they're to reach the quarterfinals at the World Championship. They have to beat Austria and Russia in their remaining group games and hope that other results go their way. Moving on to the senior hockey team, and anticipation is rising ahead of the announcement on Wednesday of the Czech squad for the forthcoming Winter Olympics in Vancouver. In an interview for Czech television on Monday, coach Vladimír Růžička said he'd at least like to emulate his predecessor Alois Hrančík, who led the Czechs to bronze in Turin in 2006. Finally, some news from Czech hockey's Extraliga, and Slavia Prague were hammered 6-0 by Vítkovice on Sunday in the 35th round. It was a home debut to forget for new Slavia goalie Milan Hnilička, and the club's eighth defeat in 10 games. Elsewhere, leaders Pilsen beat Liberec 1-0, Pardubice scored a 2-1 victory over Kometa Brno, Mladá Boleslav were 2-1 winners against České Budějovice, and Sparta beat Třinec by the same scoreline. That's all the sport for today. Now, in the final part of our programme today, and getting back to Karel Čapek.